High school sports have opened many doors for student athletes to pursue a free education in college, but the latest sports craze on many college campuses, and now some high schools, requires no real athletic activity at all. It requires skills of a different sort. GLT's Eric Stock tells us about the latest sport coming to Bloomington's Grossinger Motors Arena, esports.
Zach Gilbert has been a video game fanatic as long as he can remember.
I played some video games, but I played, Super Mario Brothers. I didn't play it on a console. I went to the bowling alley and played it in the arcade. So I spent a lot of time playing arcade games. That's kind of where I spent a lot of my quarters and time.
Gilbert grew up to become a teacher. After 21 years in Unit 5, Gilbert now teaches 5th and 6th grade social studies at Thomas Metcalf School in Normal. He says he's still an avid video game player, but now these games have become much more than just a pastime. For some schools like U-High, it's become an after-school activity and a competitive sport. Gilbert helped organize the program at U-High, which has grown to nearly 30 students. Some play competitively, most play for recreation. A group of competitive gamers will be representing the Pioneers in the first esports tournament that's coming to Bloomington's Grossinger Motors Arena on Friday and Saturday. The tournament is called the 66 Games, a nod to historic Route 66. It'll include 16 college teams, including Illinois State's Redbird Esports, Illinois Wesleyan University, and Heartland Community College. U-High will be among 8 high schools competing. There will be team and individual winners in this multiplayer online game. The game of choice at this tournament is League of Legends, which the students were practicing during a recent after-school visit. Gilbert explains the concept behind League of Legends.
You have two teams, 5-on-5, and you're trying to capture the enemy's territory. And there are over 100 different characters in the game, and they all have different skill sets. And, it's just, you think about basketball. You think 5-on-5 basketball.
The major difference, instead of a ball, players use magical powers to take down their enemies. Caleb Gonzalez is a League of Legends gamer at U-High. He plays football and baseball, too, but says he has a passion for video games, and he saw League of Legends as a growing industry that likely offered a more realistic and safer potential for gaining a college scholarship than by playing traditional sports.
There's a lot of Big Ten schools that have been setting up complexes for video games, and I certainly think it's a step towards the future. It's a way to acknowledge another side of the population doesn't necessarily play sports as much as others do and are talented at other things.
While esports don't present the physical challenges that most sports do, the games challenge your motor skills and sharpen your mind.
Yeah, what people don't understand about video games is it's a lot of patterns and numbers. Really, it's understanding the game, just like you play a sport. There comes practice with sports and there comes practice with video games. And understanding how the game works in and out and understanding the numbers you have to crunch to make the play or to move your character is something that I think a lot of people take for video games is a little underrated.
For several U-High gamers, their sport of choice is the Rocket League. It's 3-on-3 soccer with cars. Senior Boston Cooper plays this game among his extracurricular activities, which also includes marching band, speech, and track and field. He's also president of U-High's Black Student Union. Cooper says he likes competitive gaming in part because he can go at his own pace.
This is a lot more laid back than the other ones. Like with the other ones, the coaches, sometimes get very, pushing you to always do your best with Mr. Gilbert. He, just knows that we're here to do this and to have fun.
Cooper says Rocket League is easy to learn, hard to master, but it features the team components that all the other sports provide, while the hand-eye coordination helps him with rec league baseball he plays in the summer. Cooper says he plans to attend a 4-year college, possibly medical school, and while he'd like to play esports in college, it's not something he's pursuing. These esports games are not just a boys' club. U-High supervisor Zach Gilbert says more than a half dozen students who play the video game Smash Brothers at school are female.
Having two daughters of my own, that's one thing that I'd like to see more of. My youngest, actually a freshman here at U-High, if we were playing Fortnite, she'd be all about it.
Gilbert noted as a lifelong gamer, he suffers from ADHD. But he bristles at the idea that playing these games might contribute to a shortened attention span. In his students, he sees an ability to hyper-focus when they are doing what they enjoy.
These kids are really, really smart. But for them, they are able to have that attention just like anybody that's playing in any type of sport or athletic competition. Mm-hmm. And keep that focus on what's going on in the game, but then they also have to communicate.
Esports can also be a spectator sport. At least that's what Grossinger Motors Arena managers are counting on. League of Legends tournaments have filled some of the biggest arenas in the U.S.
And I think that's one of the reasons why colleges and universities and the IHSA is they're interested in it. It's like, hey, we could not only can we get kids that might not be involved in athletics, you know, in any other way, get them involved and bring them in, which I would have been one of them if this was around when I was a kid. And, you know, you're going to be filling up some stadiums.
The arena floor will include 100 PCs for game competitors, while the tournament will be streamed live online and on social media. I'm Eric Stock.
Tickets for the eSports tournament this Friday and Saturday cost $10 for adults, $5 for children, and 12 and under. They can be purchased at Grossinger Motors Arena box office.